from me.
Ahem. Then that'll be theft, and the rat will have to go before the justices.
Oh, young, said Ralphman.
Peaches, I'm a rat, sir.
And the watch officers will be able to get down the rat tunnels, will they? Yes, because there will be rat officers in the watch. There'll have to be, said Morris. No problem. Really? And what does Sergeant Doppelpunkt think about that? Sergeant Doppelpunkt?
Dunno, sir. Could be all right, I suppose. I know I couldn't get down a rat hole. We've had to make the badges smaller, of course.
I take it that rat watchman would only arrest rats, yes?
The sergeant scratched his head. No, sir. The way I see it, they'd arrest anyone who needed arresting.
What? Surely you wouldn't suggest a rat officer could be allowed to arrest a human?
Oh, yes, sir, said the sergeant.
What?
Well, if your rat's a proper sworn-in watchman, I mean a watch rat, then you can't go around saying you're not allowed to arrest anyone bigger than you, can you? Could be useful, a rat watchman. I understand they have this trick where they run up your trouser leg.
Gentlemen, we should move on. I suggest this one goes to the subcommittee.
Which one, sir? We've already got 17.
There was a snort from one of the councillors. This was Mr. Schlummer, who was 95 and had been peacefully asleep all morning. The snort meant that he was waking up. He stared at the other side of the table. His whiskers moved.
There's a rat there, he said, pointing. Look, bold as brass, a rat in a hat.
Yes, sir, this is a meeting to talk to the rats, sir, said the person beside him.
He looked down and fumbled for his glasses.
What's that?
He said. He looked closer.
Yeah, he said. And you, a rat too?
Yes, sir, name of nourishing, sir. We're here to talk to humans, to stop all the trouble. Mr. Schlummer stared at the rat. Then he looked across the table at Sardines, who raised his hat. Then he looked at the mayor, who nodded. He looked at everyone again, his lips moving as he tried to sort this out.
You're all talking, he said at last.
Yes, sir, said Nourishing.
So who's doing the listening?
He said.
I expect that'll happen later on, said Morris.
Mr. Schlummer glared at him.
Are you a cat?
He demanded.
Yes, sir, said Morris.
Mr. Schlummer digested this point too.
I thought we used to kill rats, he said,
as if it wasn't quite certain any more.
Yes, but you see, sir, this is the future, said Morris.
Is it?
Said Mr. Schlummer.
Really? I always wondered when the future was going to happen. No, well, cats talk now, too. Well done. Got to move with the things that move, obviously. Wake me up when they bring the tea in.
He settled happily back in his chair and after a while began to snore. Around him, the arguments started again and kept going. A lot of people talked, some people listened. Occasionally they agreed and moved on and argued about other things. But the piles of paper on the table grew bigger and looked more and more official. Darktan realised that someone was watching him. At the other end of the table, the mayor was giving him a long, thoughtful stare. As he watched, the man leaned back and said something to a clerk, who nodded and walked around the table, past the arguing people, until he reached Darktan. He leaned down.
"Can you understand me?" he said, pronouncing each word very carefully. "Yes, because I'm not stupid," said Darktan.
"The mayor wonders if he can see you in his private office," said the clerk. "The door over there. I could help you down, if you like."
"I could bite your finger if you like," said Darktan.
The mayor was already walking away from the table. Darktan slid down and followed him. No one paid any attention to either of them. The mayor waited until Darktan's tail was out of the way and carefully shut the door. The room was small and untidy. Paper occupied most flat surfaces. Bookcases filled several of the walls. Extra books and more paper were stuffed in between the tops of the books and any space in the shelves. The mayor, moving with exaggerated delicacy, went and sat in a big, rather tatty swivel chair and looked down at Dark Tan.
I'm going...